Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Now, we've been talking about, what is the perspective of, the church, and the church is multicultural, multi-ethnos. This is all beautiful parts of us, and Jesus wants us all to become one. Mm-hmm. And I know that just recently with an interview for T.D. Jakes.
Yes, T.D. Jakes was interviewed by us, by CBN, by John Jessup. And in this interview, basically started out about his book, which he has a new book called Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. And one of the things that John Jessup interviews him about, he asks him, hey, in regards to how Dr. King said almost 50 years ago, this is the most, the church hour is the most divided hour. That's not the exact quote, but the most divided
hour. I think, did Dr. King say that? No, he wouldn't.
Well, he's attributed with saying that.
Yeah, he did. That was pretty interesting.
He was attributed with saying that.
The most segregated hour in America is 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Right. And so he asked T.D. Jakes about his thoughts regarding that. Very interesting what T.D. Jakes has to say in regards to race and religion. Watch this.
Sunday mornings have been described as the most segregated hour in America. Over the years as a pastor, have you noticed or do you feel as if things have improved racially in this country? And secondly, you pastor a multicultural church, the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas. How did you use your instinct, intellect, and intuition to foster that?
I still think we have a long ways to go to be the total reflection of what the kingdom ought to look like. Mm-hmm. I think it is reprehensible that Dr. King said that so many years ago, and that we can still point at so many sanctuaries and congregations who do not reflect the diversity that is described for heaven. But then when you get ready to untangle that, I think it is an oversimplistic view to say that it is all racism. Mm. I don't think that it's all racism. I think it is a culture. I think that it is comfort. People draw comfort when they look up front and see somebody who looks like you. I think it is the distinction between the general populace has never had to fit in. As a minority, I have had to fit in. I have had to wear the tie that you said was appropriate and listen at the music in the elevator that you like and clap to the beat you had. I had to assimilate. But the general populace has never been a minority and had to assimilate into another audience, and I think sometimes there is no model through which that is achieved. We have some work to do in that regard, and we have some demons to face, because while that is the problem and those considerations are important, there's still a silent, subtle racism that is eating at the underbelly, even in the church, that needs to be addressed. And it is not addressed enough because it is not preached enough, and it is not preached enough because it is not on the radar of all of those who have the mic.
Well, when you stand in front of your congregation and you see people from different backgrounds and walks of life, what is it that you try to do, considering all these different factors at play? How do you try to create an environment where everyone feels welcome?
Great question. First of all, I try to learn what makes you comfortable. Food, family, what makes you laugh, who are you? I take the time to dignify you with attention. Second of all, I am honestly fascinated by other people's culture. It's hard to be publicly what you are not privately. So you can't put up Asian people and Korean people and black people as props. Like, see, and then I go home and you have none in your life. Mm-hmm. So if until you wash cars with me or we go to the football game together, it's hard to manufacture on stage something that is not a reflection of the totality of who you are. I'm a broad-based person. I love all kinds of people. I grew up in West Virginia where there's 5% black, and I'm used to being involved with all types, whites and blacks and whoever came along my path. And I'm fascinated by Spanish-speaking people and Asian people and people of all descents. What do you like? What's it like to be you? If we become students of one another and then be able to have honest conversations about race and expectations and biases. If we could ever talk, if we could just talk to each other, without the gloves on, and always, and Christians are the world's worst for always saying the right things we're supposed to, like God is colorblind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you mean well by that, but why would God be colorblind and make lilies and lilacs, all these different colors and people? He doesn't have to go blind to love me. He loves me black. He loves you brown. He loves them white. God doesn't have to go blind to love me. Those sorts of things are things where we need to talk a little bit so that I can help you have a language that incorporates a better reflection of the love of God.
Wow, awesome. I love what he says. God doesn't have to be colorblind. Why? Because he created all the colors. He appreciates all of us, and we need to find a way that we can appreciate each other as well.
Right. Very, very good word. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.